show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up. Mark Holden is an Australian performer and TV personality. He had a career as a pop star in the 80s, where he held four top 20 hits. To real fame on Australian Idol as the nation's favourite judge.
The Grand Royale.
Mark Holden has left the limelight and is currently working as a barrister, but he's reliving his Idol days and joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday now.
Mark Holden, we're so excited to chat to you, mate. Thank you for your time.
Hey, my pleasure. Good to speak with you.
Now, we know you from Australian Idol back when it was first created. Obviously, you were a pop star before that as well. That's how you became a judge on Australian Idol. But we'd love to hear, what are some of the best memories you have from being a judge on Idol?
Look, I just absolutely loved Idol, and I'm so stoked that they're bringing it back next year, I think.
Yeah.
And I've got a feeling that Jess Malboy will be one of the judges. That would be my pick.
Oh.
I don't think Dicko or I will get a Guernsey, but it's quite possible that Marsha might get a Guernsey, because everybody loves Marsha. Marsha.
You don't think you'll be able to come back and swing the arm around and do a touchdown?
At this age, swinging the arm around is not as easy as it used to be.
Mate, there was something beautiful about Australian Idol. And when I think I think too, like, it was so live. There was so much live television associated with that TV show.
It was, when that red light was on, we owned the show. And that was, they couldn't stop us. You know, they might try, but when that red light was on and the executive producer would be waving us going, shut up. But the thing is that we discovered such fantastic artists. When you go through the list of the people that we unearthed, starting with Guy Sebastian, and Guy is probably our latter day sort of John Farnham now. He's got that kind of credibility and fame now, and he just keeps writing hit after hit after hit after hit. My life as a barrister might have come in good with a couple of the artists. Like Paulini, she could have used me at one particular point.
Oh, shots are fired.
There has been a few.
And Knowlesy.
Yeah, Knowlesy's that also.
And the Rocking Horse.
Knowlesy could have used me as a barrister on a couple of occasions as well.
I've got to pull you up there, Gabby. Did you just call the Crazy Horse
the Rocking Horse?
A Rocking Horse, a very different kind of thing to what Knowlesy got himself in trouble at.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like, a lot of people don't know about you, Mark. Like, still a lot of people, you know, like, I'm just the clown on the radio. You're just the clown who was on TV for Australian Idol. But you're not a clown. You are a registered barrister.
Well, I was a clown on Dancing with the Stars, and we saw how well that went.
Yeah,
you replayed recently in the All-Stars version, Mark.
I was so disappointed they didn't call me up.
Aww.
That's one of the real, like, I've totally forgotten.
Why wouldn't
that?
They have called Bobo the Clown back to the Dancing with the Stars All Stars?
Because they learnt the first time.
Mark, I haven't actually told Cliffo this, but I actually auditioned for Australian Idol back in the day you were on the panel. But
what?
I know. But
we've worked together for years. This is new information.
The problem being, I never got past the point where I actually got in front of you, because you actually audition in front of the producers first and they decide who goes forward or not. And I never made it to you.
Oh, well, I blame them.
Yeah, it's all their fault.
Give us a little burst.
Well,
down.
You know, don't do it. What I've actually got some audio I want to play to you here of Gabby and me singing, Mark.
This might explain it all.
We do a thing every Friday called Cliffo and Gabby's Friday Sing Along, where we get a song and we do it karaoke style, and all of our listeners sing along in their cars as well. We give them the lyrics and all that. So this is one from a few weeks ago, us doing Robbie and Kylie. So enjoy.
And we'll paint by numbers till something sticks. Don't mind doing it for the kids.
So come on!
Jump on board. Take a ride, you'll be doing it all right, jump.
What do we think, Mark? What's the judgment?
Look, you know how I have had that thing called the touchdown?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a splashdown.
That was a drowning.
That's a belly flop.
Well, We'd love to see the touchdown come back. I know you say there's not much chance, well, but even know, if it was a guest appearance.
Don't you remember Dicko's? He had his equivalent to the touchdown. Do you remember it?
No.
A big ticko from Dicko.
A big ticko from Dicko.
I think
Dicko.
There's a reason I don't remember that.
No. It's great. Let's stick with touchdown. We'll stick to touchdown. But Australian Idol, it is coming back to Channel 7 next year. Mark Holden, we remember you on Idol with such great memories, mate. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The Hit Breakfast Show.